Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Remember where you've been, that's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will, I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. There ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says it, so I know it's true. A 9 for a 9 and a 2 for a 2. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Monday, and I tell you what, a lot of crazy, interesting stuff going on around the world. I have no clue what to think about it. Mark and Russell, how are y'all doing?
we 5x5 here in Texas. We hanging loose and watching it crumble pretty much. Nothing surprises me anymore. I'm pretty much... unsurprisable at this point, and the corruption gets worse and worse, involvement of it. I got a newsflash for everybody. Trump will be convicted in New York, period. So then it'll be then it'll be nut-cutting time, ladies and gentlemen. We'll find out who's who, I reckon. I don't know. What do you think, Virgil?
Well, I've said it, and people, try to argue me down and whatever.
The left is through making mistakes. The socialists are through making mistakes. They've got this cheating. They've got this cronyism. They've got this backbiting, this backstabbing, and this framing. Where's the background noise coming from, Joseph? Is that fan?
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn it off. There we go.
Okay, they're through making mistakes, okay? Biden is going to get a second term. Bet your dollars against pesos, they are going to put that son of a bitch back in office no matter what. He is the perfect front man. He's rubber stamping anything they tell him to rubber stamp. You've got three banks that have gone down the toilet already, three major banks, and you're going to have more. Countries are dumping the dollar. And this is what they want to do. They want to tear down the entire capitalist economy of America. They want to just destroy it. And they think they're going to bring everybody back up from the bottom, you know, as equal. Well, they tried this with the educational system. It was called Dummying Down America. Okay? Anybody want to tell me how that worked?
They succeeded?
No, they didn't succeed. They didn't succeed. It was a successful failure. Because they took the educational system when they did that and turned schools into indoctrination centers and basically have completely just ruined this entire country. You know, I mean, you as any high school student or anything about American history, what happened in the past 40 years in American history, I don't know. We don't talk about that. I don't know. You know, and it's going to go down, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to go down. It's going to go down. I mean, you are looking at what Nazi Germany, Japan, the Cold War in Russia could not do. You are looking at front door, on your doorstep, the complete and utter destruction because of America. If you think, you know, for us that read about the Great Depression, if you think that was something, wait till they tank the dollar. Wait till the dollar goes down. You haven't seen anything yet.
That's already going with this new currency that Russia and China and them are producing. This will totally shut down the United States on the dollar. You know?
And
no,
it was so good at one time, but now. You are seeing, and you're going to start losing your stuff. You're going to start losing your stuff. Inflation is going to just, if you think things are high now, Lord, wait till they start tanking the dollar. Wait till they start shredding and burning dollars.
Ladies and gentlemen, a good example of what Virgil is talking about right now is think Venezuela. You could have a wheelbarrow full of Venezuelan dollars and couldn't buy a loaf of bread. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. No, you are not. You are going to see, like in Russia, just back in the 70s, I remember seeing on the news, people standing in line, handful of Russian rubles, standing in line, and they were slicing a loaf of bread and putting it on a scale, because that was rationed. Wait till you see rationing, gasoline rationing, diesel rationing, food rationing, power rationing, electricity rationing, sugar rationing. Talk to some of your great-grandmothers that were alive during World War II. They were going in restaurants, ordering a cup of coffee, and they were pouring the sugar vats into their purse because sugar was rationed. Everything was rationed. And then you had what was called victory gardens. They wanted everybody to plant victory gardens in their backyard to grow food. Well, now, if you live in certain places, you want to grow a garden in your backyard, you have to get a permit from the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture.
Yep.
You know, they want you to register your garden, your food, like you're buying a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, people, what is going on with you people? What is going on? You know, even the people in Nazi Germany, even some of them woke up and had the sense to try to get rid of this kind of shit. It was called Operation Valkyrie. It failed. Good idea. It failed because some people choked on it. But that is what's going to have to happen in America.
Yep. Well, what I'm seeing, Virgil, and y'all can argue with me on this, but I'm seeing they're dressing it up, and I've been saying this for a long time. They're dressing this all up to bring in Antichrist. They got to create all this chaos to bring him in. Once he comes in, that's when the One World Order is going to sit. This is what this is all for. And
I'd like to add to that. Now, and these banks are failing. Why aren't you hearing about it? A prime example is what just happened. First Republic Bank was seized.
Oh, I read about that.
By the regulators, but before the FDIC had to kick in and all the publicity and all that, it just happened to have been bought by J.P. Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a couple of banks that are buying these up. But there's huge losses, and, you know, they're trying to keep this under wraps. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be ugly. And I've got a few friends, a couple of them that I love dearly, they're brothers, that are saying cryptocurrency is the safest place to go. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If you think when these elitists crash the U.S. government that they're going to allow anything to be in competition with them, no. They will not. Your Bitcoin, this coin and that coin and all that is going to be worthless. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, a couple of the governments that we overthrew, a prime example being Libya, and yes, that was all black ops. What was their crime? He was going to put their money, their currency, on a gold standard. And the big banks and the elitists cannot have that. You have to be you have to be a part of the central banking system. Oh, we will come over there, kill you, and destroy your country. Am I wrong?
Oh, no.
You're right.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you're wrong. You know, a lot of people say, oh, man, you are paranoid, you are nuts, you need to get on meds, whatever. 9-11 was used as an excuse to send in troops to Iraq, which they had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with 9-11 whatsoever. But because of sanctions and under-the-table oil sales to China for the U.S. dollar, once Saddam Hussein built up his war chest of American dollars, and I'm talking about tens of billions of dollars, he was going to take his oil off of the U.S. dollar standard, and he was going to put it on the euro standard.
Yep.
Well, once you do that, you strengthen the euro. Then what do you do with these tens of billions of weak dollars? You dump them back on the United States, which is going to make them worthless. It was like in the snap of a finger, it would have turned into counterfeit money. And that's why they had to go in and destroy Iraq. That's why. Where do you think they got the money to pay Halliburton those billions and billions of dollars? You know?
They gave him a printing machine?
And you got that, don't forget. You know, and it just absolutely drives me crazy that a lot of people don't believe that this is a uniparty operation. But I'm going to tell you something, lady. The new debt, the debt ceiling or whatever like that. Oh, the Republicans go, oh, we've got to have spending reform. We've got to have this and that. Never one of those motherfuckers stood up and go, hey, shit's bad enough out here for the American people. Take those tax hikes out of here. Not a single fucking Republican one.
That's right.
Well, Russell, and even if they would have said anything, it would have got censored. You know, you wouldn't hear about it. You know, I mean, they're firing conservative journalists left and right. You know, I mean, they're just trying to censor everything. You know, fact checkers. Right. You know.
Well, they got to get ready for the elections that come up. You know, they got to get rid of everybody.
Oh, well, you know, here we go again. I saw this coming. I saw this coming around the corner. The rape charges against Trump. You know, this charge against Trump, that charge against Trump. You know, it's Trump. It's like Trump is the biggest, you know, Trump makes Dillinger and Scarface and Ma Barker and everybody else, you know. I mean, he's making them look like a bunch, you know, bunch of Cub Scouts, according to everybody in the media. And it's wrong. They couldn't be more wrong. They have been trying to set this man up since he came down the escalator and said he was going to run for president. All sights went on him. They turned to, they spun the guns around. And they've been making a target out of him ever since.
And this DA the Attorney General in New York, this DA, and several other people ran during their campaign. They ran on the promise that they would get Trump. I mean, how fucking deranged is that, America?
As soon as he got elected, we're going to go up there to Washington. We're going to impeach the motherfucker. Text messages. Let the impeachment begin. Then, you know, impeachment, 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 impeachment. It was all over social media, all over the media, and they didn't have a goddamn fucking thing to impeach the man for. They had to make it up. They had to sit in the bathroom and write a dossier on toilet paper and get it typed up.
Well, look what they're doing now, missing all this shit, but they're still going after.
Hey, and ladies and gentlemen, you know, and one thing I can tell you, Chance, if you think these same people will not come for you like they coming for Donald Trump, you're sadly mistaken. Let me tell you something. They're not opponents. They're not the other party. These people are the absolute enemies of freedom and liberty. And these people will come after you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think they will make some shit up, if they have to get you, they will. You're watching it happen, America. You're watching it happen, and you're not doing a fucking thing about it. Zero.
Well, look at all this stuff that they're doing now. I mean, they're bringing in trans this, trans that, trans these kids. I mean,
that's all distraction.
That's what I was going to say. And it's like all of a sudden the floodgates open up and all the mentally insane guys are coming out and their dresses and everything, you know. It's like, where are you distracted us from now? What are we being distracted from?
We just have five Texans. Right here.
Say what?
Anyway, that's getting away from the point and stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that they've exposed themselves to the fullest extent. The news is out there. The facts are out there. The truth is out there. And they have no choice but to keep the pedal on the floor and balls to the walls to run through this. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to stop. It's not going to get any better. Things are going to deteriorate. And for those of you, I said this before, I'm going to say it one more time. For those of you who think you're going to be magically whisked away before anything bad happens, y'all are in for such a sad day.
Right.
This is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. They have absolutely... They've absolutely got to get Biden reelected, but even Democrats are going no, so they got their work cut out for them. But you know, if you expose the lies, the deception, the corruption, the fraudulent vote, what happens? You get sued for $1 billion by the people who cheat.
Nope.
AKA
Fox News.
Didn't know what I was talking
about. Yep, nothing's going to happen. They're not going to go down or be arrested, so, you know.
Well,
not getting
my
hopes up on that one.
You know, I mean, look at what's going on. Look at what's going on over there in the circus, Ukraine. Okay? Look at what's going on in there. Okay, here you have an Air National Guardsman, a corporal. He exposes that Ukraine is not winning the war. They're losing big time. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you have Putin who's telling his commanders that are ordering their soldiers, look, any of these sophisticated weapons, these anti-tank weapons, these Stinger missiles, you know, don't destroy them. Load them up in a truck, bring them back to Moscow. We're going to give them to Victor Bout. We're going to give them to Victor Bout to ship to Iran, and we're going to let these scientists that were educated here in the United States on education visas take these things apart and try to find better countermeasures to them.
Yeah,
right.
They gave them a child, and yes, we are. And ladies and gentlemen, I told y'all this shortly after the war started. It's, oh, we got no Americans who died. No, no, no. I told you we've had tier one operators on the ground there since down there day one. Okay, mm-hmm. this actually is the beginning of World War III. And Biden is a big enough idiot to try to keep things covered up to fucking bring it on, man. You've got China, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and now Brazil and
Korea.
All buddied up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is getting ugly. I mean, Turkey's going to drop the fucking dollar. This is serious shit, ladies and gentlemen. You have no idea. That 401k, that money you got in the bank, that shit's going to go poof overnight.
Yep.
You're going to wake up and you're not going to have two motherfucking nickels to rub together. Those cards you got in your pocket will be useless. But the government's going to come riding in on their silver fucking... Shut up, Jack.
You know what I've been doing to prepare for that? I've been scrapping copper and what I can get my hands on, collecting it.
You better sell it now and buy food and ammo.
Yep.
Food, ammo, and medical supplies. Because like Russell said, if you think, you know, the government is going to come in and ride and rescue you and everything else, I am from Louisiana. I watched the government operation after Hurricane Katrina, not only in New Orleans, but throughout the state of Louisiana. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It was total, total Nazism. I mean, it was just total, Pete. They were going into people's houses, wasn't knocking on doors, just knocking the doors in, and wasn't going in to help people say no. They were going in to confiscate weapons.
Mm-hmm.
There are still,
like
Russell, there are still, to this day, there is a room at the Orleans Parish Courthouse, Jefferson Parish Courthouse. And it is chock-a-block full of guns that they took from people. Hunting rifles, pistols, you name it, they got it. And they know where they got them from. But unless you can go in there with paperwork and prove that's your firearm, they're not going to let you have it. They're not going to let you have it.
I'm gonna share this. I probably shouldn't. During Harvey,
go for it.
I was with a group of guys, all veterans, a veteran who owns a very large apparel company, was bankrolling the whole operation. We got our connections, our Marine Corps connections. We had IBSs on the ground, motorized RBSs. And the gentleman who gave us the spot for command post owned the distribution center here in Houston for America Bourbon. Okay? Tell you that much. So let me tell you, we barely got operations going. We had people in the water. We were pulling people out of houses, swimming. swimming down and under through the front door and bringing people off the second floor to their homes and stuff. Well, anyway, pulled back to there. They were only letting us do 24 hours in the water at a time, then you had to come in, take your break. But during time, when I was on break there, the FBI, I'm sorry, not the FBI, the ATF comes rolling up and say, hey, we need to secure these federal licensed gun dealers, gun shops and all this stuff. We need to make sure they're secure. We need a boat. We need a boat and an operator. So we were like, okay, we made them give us one of the radios where we could be in contact with them. Well, anyway, we send teams out with these ATF guys, and we ended up putting our guys out of the boat because they refused to take part. They weren't here. They were going to search militia leaders' homes and houses. That's what the ATF would do. We found out about it and stuff like that. And anyway, so a day or two went by. They come rolling up there and go, hey, we need your we need our radio. And anyway, we were fixing to take convoy out of supplies and stuff. There were six of us there. We were in full battle rattle, kits and everything. And this guy comes in there, da da da, like that. And they said, well, I tell you what, y'all can have your fucking radio and we'll get our boat back. And I get the fuck out of here. Do you have our boat? So he left, and probably 30 minutes later, there's probably about six ATF vehicles pulled up outside, government vehicles. And they got out of there. We were watching them through the office window. They got out, they were having a big powwow, and all of a sudden they take their guns off.
Mm-hmm.
And come back in there and stuff like that. And like I said, we were standing there full battle rattle and stuff. And it was like, well, our leader said, well, send your son commander in here. I ain't talking to you. And he came in there, and Buck proceeded to tell him what piece of the shit he was, what he was doing to Americans, and the illegality of it, unconstitutionality of it, and he just read this fucking guy the Riot Act in front of his men. And those guys tucked their tails, left, and didn't come back till they had our boat. And then they got the radio back. So we had a little standoff with the ATF doing that shit. ATF is as corrupt as they come, brother. I don't doubt they were doing anything like that down there doing Katrina.
Right.
Oh, I was down there. I saw it with my own eyes. I was on an airboat. I was on an airboat with a wildlife and fisheries agent that I kind of feel bad about, because I think he's on nerve medicine now because of that. Because I kind of got frustrated, and I had to put the airboat over the roof of a house. And you know how rough those shingles are, you know, that grit on those shingles, Russell. So I had about 4 quarts of motor oil. I pulled up to the house, got out on the front of the boat, and I just slung that oil all on the roof of the house. And he's like, you know, what you doing there? I said, just hang on. And we pushed off, and I cranked up the airboat, and it was a four-blade. It had a 383 fast burner Chevrolet on it, GM. You know, the kind of engine you would put in a car, and you could outrun the Word of God with the Bible in the back seat. And I cocked back quite a few ways, and I gunned this thing, and I went over the roof of that house to get to the other side. And I've always heard about it, Russell, but I've never seen it for myself until that day. Somebody, you ever heard, he turned white as a sheet? And I don't think that boy been right in the head ever since. So, but we got the other side. We got the people out. And rather than give the poor boy a heart attack by doing it again, I found another way around back to the landing and got the people out of there. But
So you did a Dixus Hazard book style, huh?
No, it wasn't a kind of a Dukes of Hazard. It was more like in Saving Private Ryan when that tank came over the hill and almost crushed him, that over that wall.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like that. And look, if he'd have had his hand on his pecker, he'd be transgender right now because he'd have squeezed that fucker off. He had a death grip on the side of that boat. I'm serious,
brother.
I'm serious. And once we got back to the landing, I don't think I think he quit his job. I never saw him again.
Dang. But in all this madness, man, we said, you know, months ago how this was going to play out and everything, but, you know, we're seeing it now in real time with all the distractions and everything else, but you got to look, what are they actually distracting us from? What is the real distraction?
I've got one question for these fucking geniuses at DHS, this fucking asswipe that said, oh, the border's not out of control. We just had an illegal alien kill 5 Texans. We're going to kill him back. This is Texas. He's going to get the death penalty. But it doesn't change the fact that he killed 5 Texans. And at the heart of this, I want to know, DHS, HHS, how in the fuck do you lose 87,000 children that come across our border? We're talking about minors.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you right now, lady, these sick bastards have probably sex trafficked them, and if half of them is alive at this point, I'd be surprised.
Well, we talked about that a long time ago, that, you know, like you said, child sex trafficking, but they're also doing it for the satanic churches and stuff, you want to call them that, sacrificing them and then selling their organs and stuff for body, you know, body parts there and for the money.
Well, tell me something. Virgil, we're pretty close to the same age. Joe, I think you're right there with us and stuff too. But let me tell you something. Back in mid-70s, early 80s, if 87,000 children disappeared, media would be on these motherfuckers like stink on shit until they got to the bottom of it. Have you heard anything from any of the media on that?
Oh, no.
No.
Russell, because 87,000 children, okay, a lot of this generation does not realize that that is more than the amount of American personnel that was killed in Vietnam.
Yep.
58,000 plus.
That's right. And a lot of these children are being...
And that's not including the OSS people that were sent to Vietnam during World War II to sabotage the Japanese when they were there. You know, and in case you don't know, you know, well, where'd Charlie get all those tunnels from? Charlie dug those tunnels back in World War II when the Japanese were there. You know, they hide that stuff in books, kids. They had that stuff in what we used to call books in a library, and you went and checked them out and you read them. you know.
Oh, my God. But, hey, yes, sir. And I got to tell you, talking about books, I finally saw a story on OAN, which is where I probably get 80% of my news right now. The great network, they've been blacklisted by everybody. The Democrat senators have sent letters trying to get these people taken completely off the air. It's like Fox in the early days. These guys are really good. Now, their opinion people, you know, they're Hannity's and Tucker's and the people who do that for them. They are just absolutely great. But the straight news, you get the straight news. You get both sides of the story, where it is, what the facts are, no other input whatsoever. And, you know, they had a story the other day. They had a guy on there that went back and he had family Bibles, right, through the generation. And I tell you what, he broke out. A 1951 King James Version Bible, and then he broke it out and lined it up with the latest version of the King James Bible. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't think the people writing, printing Bibles are fixing things, taking shit out? I've asked you to do this before on this radio show, and everything that I said has been confirmed. They have taken some stuff completely out, changed the wording, did everything possible to weaken what the Bible says. And if you get a chance to tune in to OAN, a lot of the cable don't carry them anymore. I've got a subscription. I stream them on my TV at home. I'm cable free. I
watch them.
I've got stations I like and a couple prime stations. My stuff costs me under $100 a month, and I watch everything I want to, and I'll never have cable or satellite in my home again.
Right. Well, that's the way I am, too. I mean, I've got my smart TV and everything. I don't have cable. So I get everything I need right there.
I love it.
I love it, you know. And everything. But I do watch Owen and stuff. Actually, I watch them on TikTok, too. They stream a lot on there. And everything. I love them. That's where I get a lot of my information at, too, is from them.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we've told you this for, I mean, literally years now. We sit right here and told you this over and over again, that this isn't something that just happened in the last 12, 15 years or something. This didn't start with Obama. Now, Obama was the truly Manchurian candidate. All his shit is still sealed. They spend millions of dollars a year keeping that shit sealed in the courts and stuff. But this started way back at the end of World War II, as we laid out for you, and it was going and got to rolling and stuff like that. The assassination of John F. Kennedy kind of drove him underground a little bit. But if you, like Virgil was saying, pick up that book and read it, you have all the same fucking characters throughout the last 50, 60 years playing the same thing. Miller keeps popping up. Clinton keeps popping up. Bush. Both Bushes. Bush Sr. was running the CIA when they whacked John F. Kennedy for coming out with the story.
Barr's been coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, these people are not playing. I told y'all, after the fraudulent election, that on January 20th, when Joe Biden took office, that they were going to put the pedal to the metal and not look back. They've been exposed.
Here we are.
They've been exposed. The corruption's been exposed. The fraudulent election's been exposed. All of it. And nobody will touch it. Nobody. There's not going to be any justice. There's not going to be any justice. And if you think for one fucking minute that these Republicans in Congress right now is going to do anything to fix this, you're more full of shit than a Christmas turkey, ladies and gentlemen. These people are the Uniparty, McCarthy, McConnell. Nothing good will be done for them. And these guys who said, McCarthy's okay, you know, if he doesn't walk the line, we're gonna remove the fucking bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. Bullshit. And the guys that we actually thought were good guys, I guess they got too, because they went right along and fucking voted to fucking put that motherfucker back in the center of the house. All right?
What gets me, guys, is that Fauci's not in jail. Biden's not in peace. They promised us all this stuff. What happened?
Well,
where did we go?
Well, I don't know that they promised that stuff. I don't remember hearing that. But I will tell you this. They haven't kept a single fucking promise they made at this point. And
right.
Not only do we have 10% inflation, but our taxes are going to go back up, because they're going to have to raise the debt ceiling, because we cannot do on our welfare payment. You know, what the fuck? Get off your ass and go to work. I'm so sick of this shit, man. I'm ready to pack up and leave my fucking country.
Oh, Russell, I'm glad you said that, because, you know, I say this to my wife all the time, and she, you know, she tells me, you know, you need to go see somebody. And I tell her this. I tell her, you know, if I could ever find, you know, if they do exist, I wish I could find one of those magic lamps and get three wishes. I said, my first wish would be that I could have my own country. You know, just poop. Just find enough space in the world and just poop. Just make another country. And set it up and see just how many people, good people, decent people, I could get to actually leave America and come to my country.
Right.
Okay.
You know?
Let me tell you something, brother, and this just flashed. I completely forgot about it, but I wanted to mention it. We just had two more Apache helicopters crash in Alaska, okay? That's three crashes in 3 months, different type of aircraft, all right? Aviators are trying to leave the armed forces, and now the armed forces have touched. Well, you can't leave. You owe us three more years. Ladies and gentlemen, our military has become a joke. The absolute last of the world.
Okay, Russell, but I'm gonna tell you this, Russell. What good does it do to have an expert, top-notch rotary wing aviator to fly any type of helo if you got a bunch of dumbasses doing maintenance on this damn thing? People, let me tell you something about these Apaches, these Cobras, these Sea Stallions, and especially the Hueys and Chinooks. These things are high maintenance machines. And Russell, shout out, you a lying son of a bitch if I am lying about this. Every time you got into a Chinook, twin blade, which looks cool going through the air, you had better watch your fucking step when you go in that son of a bitch, because you're going to slip and fall on hydraulic fluid and bust your ass. These things leak like a fucking sieve.
I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard about that.
Like an old Harley, it fucking marks its spot.
Every time I got in a fucking LRAD and it went off the back of that fucking ship, every swinging dick in that sumbitch was making novenas that it wouldn't sink. Why? Because all the fucking gaskets around the son of a bitch were dry rotted. You come out of that sumbitch, they'll show you the pictures of, oh, yeah, Marines hitting the beach, coming out the ass into that sumbitch. But they're showing you the training version. They're not showing you the worn-out motherfucker that when they open the door, 2 feet of water comes out the back of that son of a bitch.
Right. Well, guys, it's that time. You guys want to come back on tomorrow, or?
Yeah, I don't. I'm gonna have to get with you. I'm gonna have to play that one by ear. I'm right here. I'm in Morrow, Georgia. I'm at the tank wash, Express Tank Wash in Morrow, Georgia. I'm waiting on my trailer to get cleaned, and I gotta run it to Hansville and get it charged with nitrogen. Then I gotta go to Cherokee, Alabama, Cherokee, and load up and go to someplace in Oklahoma. We got a campaign going on. We got something about like 150 loads to run in there or something. Run them till they tell us to stop. So.
Well, we'll play it by ear and see. And if not, we'll just come back on Thursday and everything. And so I like these little short breaks because it gives us time to catch up on the news, you know. But we'll go ahead.
You need to put a set of battery in that fucking hearing aid.
Right. Well, it only lasts an hour. So. But anyhow, we'll come back probably on Thursday and everything and see what happens between now and then and everything. So, but y'all be good out there. Russell, you know, we'll just sit back and watch it all go down.
Well, to tell you the truth, Russell, you know what I mean, interrupt you. But to tell you the truth, Russell, I wish you would hurry up. I wish you would fucking hurry up and get here. Because, I mean, I'm just sitting back and I'm just waiting for all of these monsters that these people have created. Because these monsters are going to turn on their creators. And that's what's going to be the fun part about all of this.
Well, hey, Virgil, you remember I said Biden and his whole crew who sold us, sold out to the Chinese government, even Obama got $30 million from Chinese-fronted companies and shit. But, you know, we got a seat at the table. Let me tell you something about the Chinese, ladies. They don't like deceit, and they don't like treachery. And these guys who sold their own people out, they're going to be very surprised what China's got for them. And I hope it's very slow and agonizing.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Well, guys, we'll go ahead and sign off, and y'all be careful. Russell, Virgil, you be careful out there on the road, man. And everything.
All right.
We'll talk to
you
later.
We'll get back to you. All right. We'll see you soon. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Sarge, for dropping in.